Hi, everyone. This is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. You could find me there on Facebook at Jordana Barachov. If you ever want to email me at jbarachov@gmail.com or my website, jordanatorah.com. I'm so excited to be sharing some words and hopefully inspiration with you. If you ever want to sponsor a class for myself or anybody else, please contact Share Enjoyment. They'd love for you to sponsor. It's a great opportunity in memory of somebody, for somebody's health, for Yeshua, anything you can think of. Learning could always raise and enhance a situation. You know, we started this new series, New Year, New You, New You, New Year. And this coming Shabbat is the last Shabbat of the Jewish year. There's something very, very powerful about that, being the last Shabbat and Sunday night is being Rosh Hashanah. And we ask ourselves, are you ready for Rosh Hashanah? Are you ready? People ask me, are you ready for Rosh Hashanah? Now, that can mean two things. It can mean, did you start cooking yet? Are you ready with all your meals? Or are you ready to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your tefillos? And I wanted to tie in Rosh Hashanah and a little bit of Parsha Mitzvim. So first I'd like to focus on is a theme that we always discuss in reference to Rosh Hashanah, and that is the theme of crowning Hashem as our king. Always, as a young person, I've always had difficulty with this. I could have difficulty with it because I've never experienced the king, right? The Queen of England just passed away. They, in England, they had a sense of what a queen is, the castle, a sense of respect, a sense of awe. But we here in America, we've never experienced what it is to have a king. So here we are supposed to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king. And I once heard a message that came close to helping me understand what does that mean to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. So on Rosh Hashanah, we read two separate stories from the Torah. Both of those stories happen to be connected to Abraham's sons. One story, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Hagar and Yishmael and how Yishmael is about to die of thirst. Both Hagar and Yishmael are praying for a miracle for Yishmael to be saved so he doesn't die of thirst. The second day, we read about Yitzchak and Abraham and the binding of Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. And while getting ready to slaughter his own son, an angel comes and stops him, and Yitzchak is saved. So both of these stories have Abraham's sons, and both of these stories is about saving the child. But there's a point of difference between the two stories that really gives or sheds some light on what does it mean to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king. On day one, they were davening, they were praying Hagar Yishmael and saying, I am talking to Hashem, and Hashem, could you please save me? Hashem, I am saying X, Y, and Z, and I want you to follow suit. On day two, Hashem was talking, and Avraham was obeying. So when we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, when Hashem, we say Hashem is your king, it requires our complete and utter acceptance of his will. I am acknowledging that he rules. He is in charge. He is the boss. The message of the binding of Isaac for Avraham is that he demonstrated to Hashem that he loves Hashem more than his own son. He was willing to give up something precious for the love that he had towards Hashem. This Shabbat, perhaps we should ponder and think and get ready for Rosh Hashanah by answering the following questions to ourselves. What did we give up this year because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? What did we give up because we love Hashem more than our own selves? We should be thinking, what is our own Akedah? And then we'll probably be able to understand what it means to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. Very, very powerful message. And along with that message comes another question from Parshat Mitzvim. Another way to reflect this coming Shabbat. You know, I think the Shabbat should be about reflection a little bit, you know, because it's the last one. And we could say, from here until tomorrow, I want to improve, I want to get better, I want to be, but proof is in the pudding, as they say. You know, show some action. And let's say I wasn't a certain way all year long, but then comes this Shabbat, and if I could do it this Shabbat, let's say I wasn't so strict with my Lashon Hara, my evil speaking, but I say, no, this Shabbat, I'm going to be so careful not to speak ill of other people, because this is really something I want to work on. I'm showing Hashem, I'm really going to do it. You're really proving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you stand in front of him. And I'm going to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what I can and cannot do. So Parsha Mitzvim, it has a beautiful, interesting ending. And it talks at the end of the Parsha, the last chapter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts before us, he says, life, what's good, life, and what's good, death, and what is bad. He then beseeches us to choose life. That's kind of silly. Who wouldn't want to choose life? And the Parsha says, why is he saying, okay, you have a good path, you have a bad path. Obviously, Hashem wants us to choose the good, and he's telling us to choose life. And so it baffles me, it's confusing, why would it be an option not to choose the good? Like, why is Hashem having to tell us and beg us to choose? So if we reflect on the year that we've had, we're going to see that there are times when we thought things were good, but they weren't really there to enhance our life. And that this question that is being asked in Parsha Nitzavim is a wonderful, reflective type of question that one should look back and say, hey, moving forward, what are my choices in front of me? I have a choice of the book of Chaim, the book of life, the book of death. If I want to be a person that's getting written in the book of life, I have to remember moving forward that I should not get tricked, so to speak, by all the beauties of everything. Like, you know, you could walk into someone's home and it could be the most beautiful home, decorated beautifully, richly. But then the people inside the home seem to be unhappy. There's bickering and fighting going on, and people's feelings are hurt. Because it doesn't matter how fancy and nice it looks to the eye, but it's really what's deep inside. And that's the message in Parsha Nitzavim, to reflect on this coming Shabbat on your year. And yeah, so it tells us in the last chapter that Hashem is putting before us life and what's good, and death, what is bad. But sometimes it gets confusing to us, because what we think is good really isn't the path to life. And what we think is bad isn't really the path to death, but rather it's the path to growth. And it is so important that this Shabbat we learn to level up. We learn to take it up a notch and realize what is true growth. We try to realize what is true goodness. And then hopefully from there, we'll understand what is truly a life of living. I hope you enjoyed this week's words of inspiration, new you, new year, and it helps you or gives you some things to think about this coming Shabbat. If you enjoyed it, please send an email. I get your emails. If you do it through Sheer Enjoyment, they send it my way. If not, you could email me directly at jbaruchov@gmail.com. It's J, B as in boy, ARUCHOV@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you and wishing you all a Shana Tova u'metuka.